Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Fast Amai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 30th of June, 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. Tonight, day 41 of no new confirmed cases of C19. And at last, opticians and dentists have reopened. Rural business won't get special treatment, says Mr. Cannon. The new education bill gets its second reading in Keys. And the island's spending £100,000 on a Brexit operation in Brussels. And you can fly to Guernsey for £39.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Fast Amai, Dolan Mercer.
Fast Amai, coronavirus cases on the Isle of Man have remained static for 41 days in a row. Government's released its latest figures this afternoon. The total confirmed cases of COVID-19 therefore stays at 336 with no active cases. 24 people are awaiting their test results, 7 are waiting for a test. Treasury must offer broad support to the whole island rather than focusing on rural communities. That's the view of Treasury Minister Alf Cannon following questions about government incentives for out-of-town businesses. Mr. Cannon says such assistance would need to be equal and fair. The court's heard police stopped a BMW driver from Douglas only to discover he hadn't had a valid licence for 8 years. 35-year-old Richard Keith McAuliffe of First Avenue pleaded guilty to having no driving licence via a coroner's admission at a hearing before High Bailiff Jane Hughes at Douglas Courthouse. Further afield, police say they'll investigate whether there's evidence to support a criminal inquiry into the NHS's worst maternity scandal. 1,200 cases of poor care, including allegedly avoidable deaths of babies and mothers over 40 years at Shrewsbury and Telford hospitals, are being looked at. And Leicester's mayor says people should stick together and stay home as shops and schools close under local lockdown measures there. But Sir Peter Salisbury's criticised the UK government, saying local authorities have tried for weeks to get hold of the data. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah Dolan from the Ronalds Way Met Office. Irish Sea Weather indicates no warnings at sea for the next 24 hours. On the island tonight, cloudy with intermittent rain on a light to moderate west-southwesterly. The overnight minimum 11 Celsius. Ukraine, Wednesday, cloudy with sporadic drizzle during the morning, then a dry and bright afternoon. Up to 17 degrees, down to 12 through the night into Thursday. Jordan, sunny intervals, scattered showers, daytime maximum 18 Celsius. High water is 10 past 8, sunset 6 minutes to 10. The first low water of July, 28 minutes past 2. Sunrise 10 to 5, and low water tomorrow is at 3:21 p.m.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. Visit us at Snugborough to see our range of picture frame glass, mirrors and tabletop glass.
You can now book an eye test at opticians across the Isle of Man, and the dentists are open too as well. But you'll have to wear a mask when you go to the opticians where it's taking place. It's one of the safety measures agreed by government health officials and the Isle of Man Association of Optometrists. Secretary Nick Skillicorn, director of Gillian Sheard Opticians, explained the new rules.
Opticians can carry out a sight test. There's no social distancing taking place within the practice. In the testing room, a patient and the optician have to wear a face mask. That's behind closed doors in a testing room. Beyond that, there's no PPE requirement throughout the practice, so there's no need to wear face masks or have any other PPE in place for public safety. We are saying to patients, the agreement with the department, though, is if patients would prefer to wear a mask and they want us to wear a mask, we can do so, but we're trying to not wear masks out of the testing room because it does make the difficulty of, say, trying glasses on. It's quite challenging to try spectacles on when you've got a face mask on as well. So
are the opticians aiming to provide the masks, or are they saying bring a mask with you? And have you got good enough stocks if that is the case?
We've all got reasonable stock. It's hard to define what good enough stocks look like because it depends which phase of the virus we're considered to be in at the moment. Thanks to the hard work that the governments have put into this, the Isle of Man government put into this, we're COVID-free. And so we have enough stocks of PPE to last us for the immediate future. But if we were to see a reversal in the situation, if we start to see cases returning to the island, then we would have to backscale through a safety plan that we've put in place with the Department of Health, whereby we would start moving back into the use of PPE throughout all environments of the practice, and varying degrees of PPE as well. Don't forget, PPE is not just face masks. It's eye protection, it's gloves, it's aprons. We've got all of that in stock.
Island dentists have reopened for routine appointments from this week. For the first time in months, they've been closed since lockdown at the end of March. Pauline Burney from the Grovemount Dental Practice in Ramsey spoke to Manx Radio's Alex Watton.
It's wonderful, actually, to finally be able to open and see all our patients and offer them the routine appointments. For the last 2 weeks, we've been able to offer urgent and essential treatment only. And a lot of people have been phoning up saying, when can I have my examination or when can I have my hygiene appointment? So it's been really, really good to feel more like we're back to normal. Obviously, there's still, a few differences to how we used to work before. We'll still triage patients. We still take their temperature when they arrive. There's still an additional level of PPE that dentists will be wearing, and that's for the protection of the patients and the protection of the staff. But really, it is more like being more back to normal. So it's wonderful. The patients are delighted. The staff are delighted. So it's actually a lovely atmosphere in the practice this week.
So the kinds of PPE you are still using then, is that in line with government advice? How necessary do you feel it is?
Well, it's in line with the government advice. The Isle of Man Dental Association have worked really hard together over the last few months and have worked in conjunction with the DHSC to come up with operating procedures that are appropriate for dentistry. We do still have to wear gowns when we're doing an AGP, an aerosol generating procedure, such as fillings, etc. We're following the government guidance in relation to this, and we'll continue to do so. It's reviewed every 2 weeks. Obviously, we're in a very lucky position on the island that we have no active cases and haven't had for quite a while. So, hopefully the PPE levels will change. But we're prepared for everything.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
22 minutes to 6 on update. Any government incentives for businesses on the Isle of Man have to be fair and equal, the message from the Treasury Minister, Alfred Cannon, MHK, after Jason Morehouse asked him what incentives government could offer to rural businesses like pubs. Mr. Cannon said such support has to benefit the whole island.
The Treasury has worked with the Department for Enterprise to introduce a number of support schemes for businesses across the island and across numerous business sectors. This, of course, includes the recent schemes put in place to specifically assist businesses affected by the COVID-19 outbreak. Both the general business schemes in place and those specifically related to COVID-19 are available to businesses, whether they are rural or not.
Supplementary question, Mr. Morehouse.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Treasury Minister. Going forward, there does seem to be an issue in rural communities in terms of the last remaining pub, the last remaining shop, and the last remaining post office. In an attempt to protect and ensure these services are there going forward, has the Minister actually looked at these specific issues in specific communities?
Treasury Minister to reply.
Mr. Speaker, I think Treasury's job is to ensure that funding and support for businesses is distributed on a fair manner across the community. Clearly, if there are specific community schemes that are required, then again, Treasury will look at those on a on a fair basis, fair and equal basis across the island. But the Honourable Member must recognise that we are facing up to a very serious economic challenge in the next 12 months. The priority must be now for us to focus on business and jobs, the economy as a whole, it will not necessarily be the case that Treasury will be looking at these types of initiatives, but rather broad support on an equal and fair basis for the whole island, for businesses to access, whether they are in rural areas or whether they are in our central towns.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
20 to 6, next scheduled departure is 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Mananan heading for Heysham and returning at a 2:15 to the island. The Steam Packet's Fastdrive continues to operate daytime sailings to Heysham. The motor ship Ben McCree providing the overnight freight service. It's a big day today for the Steam Packet Company, the world's oldest continually operating passenger shipping company. Served the island since the 30th of June 1830, 190 years of age today. And to celebrate it at 6 o'clock tonight, the fleet will sound its whistles and be decked in bunting.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The Education Bill, despite teachers calling for a delay, received its second reading in Keys today, but it wasn't plain sailing. Details from Tim Glover.
Before the debate, there was a failed call from Middle MHK Bill Shimmons for the whole process to be adjourned until October.
I would use the word passionate debate, and I think that reflects the fact that education is very, very important to so many people. And the real concern, I think, that many members had, including myself, which is I moved for adjournment, was we've commissioned an independent report by Beamons to look into our education service. Would it not be better to wait when that report is just going to be published next month to see what the recommendations are?
But a third reading was also going to be the same waiting period.
In terms of the adjournment, actually, that did not proceed, and a committee was then appointed, which was...
You were surprised, I think.
I was surprised because the voting was slightly different than the adjournment, so I think many people were taken aback by that, but it's a positive development because that committee will be able to consider the Education Bill and also the Beamons report. So, yes, a surprising day, but... I think it just reflects how important education is to us all.
After the second reading, there was a move from Onchan MHK Julie Edge to set up a House of Keys committee to report on the Education Bill and the independent report looking at the department by October. This succeeded. The vote was 11-all, but Speaker Ewan Watterson used his casting vote in favour. Julie Edge.
I'm obviously really pleased with the outcome and the Speaker using his casting vote. I think it's important for the people of the island and particularly in the profession that the opportunity is taken for people to be able to speak to a committee and the committee can gather evidence and come back with a report by October. So, yeah, really pleased with the outcome.
Bill Shimmons had previously moved for an adjournment and he expressed surprise once the committee was established.
Yes, obviously I supported the adjournment, but then it was good that we had the opportunity that we could have the committee afterwards. So, I suppose I was surprised that it did actually get through, but I think it's the right outcome. I think there's still so many concerns within the bill from professionals, from parents, from constituents, and I think we need to be listening to these people and we need to get it right and bring a report back that's hopefully going to be of value and add to the process.
The committee elected to take evidence is Jason Morehouse, Bill Shimmons, Chris Thomas, Anne Corlett and Laurie Hooper.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
16 minutes to 6, Douglas-based esports betting company Luckbox is looking to fill 5 key positions currently as it aims to continue growth. Luckbox is after a chief financial officer, head of marketing, vice president of operations, a customer relationship manager lead and a back-end developer. They can be based at Luckbox's office on the Isle of Man or in Bulgaria, and there's a potential for the right candidates to work fully remotely. The firm's recently announced a $4.5 million CAD funding raise ahead of plans to go public on the TSX Venture Exchange. Royal Dutch Shell has warned that the low price of oil could reduce the value of its assets by up to $22 billion. Shell expects oil to change hands at $60 a barrel in the long term and to be priced at $35 $35 a barrel this year and $40 next year. This follows rival BP telling investors its oil assets are worth $17.5 billion less. The lack of consumer travel as a result of the pandemics caused a slump in demand for oil, and the price of oil fell to less than $20 a barrel at the peak of the crisis, less than a third of the $66 it cost at the start of the year. For a brief period this year, buyers were actually paid to take delivery of crude oil amid a shortage of storage. It's all a long way from the $140 a barrel in 2008 and $85 a barrel as recently as 2018.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
The UK FTSE 100 closed lower, whilst other European indices closed higher. US stocks traded higher with the final session of the month and quarter underway. Oil prices slipped amid C-19 cases rising. Gold was higher as the precious metal was set for its biggest quarterly gain in more than 4 years. In corporate news, Smiths Group said it would cut jobs as part of a plan to reduce costs. And Stelios, the one-time creator of EasyJet, has dropped his stake below 30%, meaning the tycoon is no longer classed as a controlling shareholder of the company he founded 25 years ago. And the numbers at the close in London: the FTSE 100 was down 1% at 6,169. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.5% at 12,310. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial was barely up at 25,607. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, up 1.25% at 9,993. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 up 0.75% at 3,075. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 23.6 cents and €1 10 cents. In commodities, gold up 0.5% at $1,783 an ounce. A barrel of Brent crude down 0.33% at $41.56.
With uncertainty impacting global stock markets, you might think it's not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer great opportunities to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment with Ramsey Crookall, your investment specialists. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
It's back. Brexit threatens to force its way into the spotlight, and the Isle of Man's currently spending €20,000 a year sharing a Brussels office with the Scottish Government. But the overall operation costs £100,000. Chief Minister Howard Quayle says the facility could prove most important now the agreement the island had with Europe no longer applies.
We are very lucky that we share the office with the Scottish Government. So we have one room, so you go into the building and we've shared the office. That makes a significant reduction in the costs. I think we pay circa €20,000 for that. Our current head of the Brussels office is what is termed as a local appointment, so we are able to make some savings in respect of the living costs. And in addition, our current head of office works for 4 days a week, which in turn provides for a further saving. I think all honourable members have met our chair or head of our Brussels office, Mr. Mike Vicknock, who has a phenomenal pedigree from the City of London before he came to work for us. So I think we're getting very good value for money. It's very important that we have an office in Brussels where the interests of ourselves can be looked at. Yes, the UK government take a responsibility for looking after our international concerns. However, knowing yourself what's coming down the road and getting over the message from the Isle of Man is, I think this is money very well spent indeed.
Manx Radio Sport.
11 minutes to six. Faster my Ed Oldham.
Faster my. It was another busy week at Maryvale last week, with three competitions taking place. The last of those, held on Sunday, was the most significant. The Isle of Man Olympic Skeet Championship, sponsored by Sadler Agricultural Supplies, saw 13 competitors take part in very wet and windy conditions. James Bradley was the winner after the four rounds, finishing 1 point ahead of Michael Cross, with Dave Clegg a further point back in third. That brought to a close a busy week of competition. Earlier in the week, on Tuesday evening, 16 shooters contested the third round of the Dave and Pam Corlett Pro Sporting League in near ideal weather. Ian Wade won with a score of 45. Dave Corlett and Michael Cross equals second on 42. And on Saturday afternoon, it was the third round of the Tower Insurance Down the Line League, with 19 competitors taking part in breezy, dry conditions. Once again, Alan Wade took the win, only second barrelling once on his way to a final score of 50 out to over 149. And Mark Riley was second with 49, 145, with Neil Parsons and Peter Kelly equal third. Further afield, Roy Hodgson says Crystal Palace are happy to face Leicester at a neutral venue if the King Power Stadium is unable to host this weekend's Premier League fixture due to a spike in coronavirus cases. The Premier League is waiting to hear whether the localised lockdown in Leicester will force the club to play at an alternative ground. Manchester United continue their push for a top four finish when they take on Brighton on the south coast tonight. They're 5 points adrift of the Champions League spots. And England's cricketers have returned a full complement of negative results in their latest round of coronavirus tests. The 30-man training camp will compete in a 3-day intra-team warm-up starting tomorrow.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Departures from Ronald's Way, the 4:30 London 30 slipped away on time. She'll be back at 8 o'clock tonight. And the 10 to 5 Liverpool departure left 8 minutes late. She'll be back at 20 to 7, just the two inbound tonight. On the roads, Lock, Harris Central, Queen's Promenade in Douglas, of course, one way northbound, plus associated waiting and turning restrictions. That's till the 14th of December, at least. All the information on the promenade works in Douglas at myprom.im, and of course via manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. North Shore Road and Old River Road in Ramsey. North Shore Road's closed from Bowering Road to Shipyard Road, and there's no parking on Old River Road until resurfacing work on North Shore Road has finished. Old Church Road in Crosby's got two-way traffic signals for drainage work. Daytime closures in Laxey, Rensall Hill, Captain's Hill and Lurgy Graw close one at a time on a rotational basis for sewer repair works, and Ballacrane traffic lights continue. Apparently, there's a poker game going on.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
8 minutes to six on update from Manx Radio. We often hear about scams targeting people online, and it seems they're back after a lull in lockdown. The Isle of Man police have warned fraudsters have become very savvy in targeting people in the island in particular. Officers have shared a video with useful advice on how to protect yourself from becoming an easy target.
Passwords are always a problem. We know they should be complicated to stop the hackers, but then we can't remember them. So we go for easy ones, which hackers just love. We live in a world where passwords have multiplied like rabbits. Passwords, PIN numbers, usernames. No brain, however big, can cope with what seems like millions of them. Criminals know that many of us choose passwords like password, or football, or QWERTY, or even a relative's name. The fact of the matter is, if a word is in a dictionary, then the hackers can crack your password in seconds, which means they can get their hands on your cash, your personal data, even pictures of you and your family, your entire life. But a good password locks them out. So it's worth taking the time to invent one that it'd take too much effort for criminals to crack. And actually, it's quite easy. Here's how. Choose three random words that you can remember and a date that's easy to recall. Then put the words together. Maybe put the 19 at the front, the 95 at the end, and capitalise a letter from each word, for instance, the last one. Then bung in a couple of special characters, like an exclamation mark or an at symbol or anything. Memorable and nigh on uncrackable. Try something like this and make it work for you. Don't write it down. Keep it in mind.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Well, the two COVID-free islands are going to be linked. You can book flights to Guernsey tomorrow and travel through the air corridor established between the two COVID-free Crown dependencies. Prices start at £39 one way if you book early for the trips, which start midway through July. July starts tomorrow. PR manager at Orini, Jess Major, spoke to Ewan Gorn.
Really excited to say that our flights are going to be live on our website on sale on the 1st of July, on Wednesday the 1st of July. So you can go to orini.com and go and book your flights to come down here to Guernsey for a summer holiday. Really excited about the link between the Isle of Man and Guernsey. We've had lots of flights in the past, and this is another great opportunity for islanders to meet like-minded fellow islanders in a unique, different situation. And obviously our islands are very culturally and sort of visually very different, and hopefully it will enable us as islanders to have a proper holiday.
People are desperate to know about prices. Can you give us any indication of what the sort of cost is going to be of, say, a return trip?
So the prices start from £39.99 one way. So you could, if you get a good deal and get online and book quickly, get prices for £80 return. And also, I know we are working as well with a travel agent within the Isle of Man and in Guernsey, and they are putting packages together with hotels. So look out for those. I think there's been a pre-registration on those, and we've had lots of interest from those of you in the Isle of Man. So there are lots of deals to be had, and there's some great hotels and great locations here in Guernsey. And I'm looking forward to seeing what you've got to offer in the Isle of Man. I've been there a few times during the TT, so I'm looking forward to seeing a very quieter and tranquil Isle of Man.
And we wish you well. Just one quick word on the Man in Line tomorrow. The Infrastructure Minister, Tim Baker, MHK, will be live taking your calls, or you can get a call in the meantime on 682 631 or email maninline@manxradio.com. Tim Baker, MHK, Infrastructure Minister, tomorrow on The Man in Line. And that's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Dolan Mercer, producer Ewan Gorn, and also thanks and best wishes to our good friend Ed Oldham. Next on Manx Radio, Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley, featuring the coronavirus update, 7 o'clock. It's Tuesday, so it's The Folk Show with John Kaneen at 9 o'clock and The Late Show with George Ferguson at 10. Happy birthday to the Steam Packet, 190 years of age. July on the way. I'll be back tomorrow at 5:30.